Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Domestic abuse, school shootings, mass killings, ethno-political conflict, genocide, terrorism, and war. Peace psychology is the study of the mental processes that lead to conflict and how that knowledge can be used in a positive way. In this series, Peace in Mind, we'll be exploring the breadth of peace and conflict psychology.
So conflict and peace are, yeah, definitely not to be associated with badness and goodness, evil and good.
I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Linda Rose. We're your hosts for this series. Peace in Mind is produced in the studios of 4EB Brisbane, with the help of the Community Broadcasting Foundation and Psychologists for Peace, an interest group of the Australian Psychological Society.
On the 10th of August, 1976, one of my youngest sisters, Anne, went walking with four of her children. And there was a clash between an active service unit of the Irish Republican Army and the British Army. And the British Army shot the IRA man driving a car through the head, and his car went up onto a footpath, and it pinned my sister Anne and three of her four children against school railings. And all the children were killed. And Andrew was only 6 weeks old. John was 2.5. And Joanne was only 8. And the young IRA man, Danny Lennon, was also dead. So my sister was dangerously ill at that time and not expected to live. So some of us got together and we said, this has got to stop. We've got to solve our problems another way, because violence doesn't work.
Because of, like, you know, because of distribution of labor, women have to search for food, you know, like, you know, and it's a daily duty. And there's a conflict happen, there's like, you know, resources are scarce, and women have to struggle with that. Gender-based violence, such as rape, as you know, like, as we know, in the case of Burma, there was a, like, you know, experience of gun rape, like every country in the world where has experienced war. So that's also happened. And yet, in Burma, women involved in informal peace process, but never be in formal peace process. So women know what is it like to live in war zone. What is their experience? Women experience in war zone must be hot and must be like, you know, learn from this experience, and they can apply into peace process and peace negotiation.
You have just been listening to Kin Ma Kee, an Australian Burmese activist and filmmaker. Before that, May Reid Corrigan Maguire, Irish activist and founder of Irish group Peace People. In the year 2000, the United Nations adopted Security Council Resolution 1325, recognising for the first time that women's experiences in war and peace building are usually not considered. And, too often, violence against women and girls in wartime is treated with impunity. In 2012, the Australian government finally recognised this fact with the Australian National Action Plan on Women, Peace and Security. Women are the backbone of the peace movement, with many women's organisations highlighting the contribution they make to peacekeeping and the effects of war on women. On International Women's Day, Kim spoke to Dr. Nicole George from the University of Queensland's Department of Political Science about women, war and peacemaking. Nicole has studied women's peace activism in the Pacific.
Women are vital to peace building. I absolutely believe that. But we don't want to essentialise that idea either. We don't want to sort of begin by expecting all women to be peace builders. We also don't want to begin by expecting that all women who are interested in peace are interested in the same thing when they talk about peace. You know, people, a lot of my work has involved actually looking at peace building activity across time and gender advocacy across time, particularly in the region where I work, which is the Pacific Islands. And what's very interesting is to sort of map out what activists in different periods of history have understood peace to mean. You know, what do they mean when they're talking about peace? And often they're talking about very different things. You know, back in the 60s and 70s, peace activists were talking about peace, and they were in the Pacific region, and they were talking about nuclear disarmament. They were talking about the end of colonization, and they were talking about indigenous autonomy and economic sovereignty from the Pacific Islands. That's what they meant by peace. Today, because the political climate's changed and the challenges have become much more localized, and you know, peace activists today in the Pacific Islands are dealing with really localized outbreaks of conflict. And those localized outbreaks of conflict might actually in part be caused by those broader international influences, but because they're very urgent and violent at the local level, the focus becomes very much on the local. So when women are talking about peace in the Pacific Islands today, I think they're much more talking about things like a secure environment to bring up their families, a secure environment to give birth. You know, I'm thinking there about the situation of women in Bougainville who were, you know, forced to flee their homes, had no access to healthcare, and were living a bush existence during the conflict in the 1990s in Bougainville, and giving birth in the bush and trying to raise kids in the bush. And actually being incredibly creative and, you know, going back to old cultural practices to try and sustain a livelihood. So, you know, in adversity, doing quite amazing things to survive. Those kind of issues are at the forefront, I think, of women's minds when they talk about peace. It's like, what future are we creating as mothers, but not only as mothers, as, you know, as daughters, are we prepared to see our men involved in this conflict? As mothers, are we prepared to see our children dying in this conflict? As sisters, are we prepared to see our brothers dying in conflict? You know, not denying that women are also, you know, the perpetrators of conflict too, but very often it's quite a masculine endeavor. And I think women's concerns about peace are really motivated by very fundamental questions about security. And we also know that in many conflict settings, you know, the prevalence of gender violence really spikes. So it's as if masculine displays of public aggression authorize then the same kind of aggression in the private domain, the same kind of masculine violence in the private domain.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, that's one of the side effects of long-running wars, isn't it? That men can't get out of that
kind
mindset.
Of mindset. That's right. It's legitimate to take what you want when you want it, to have what you want when you want it, and it's legitimate for you to for people to you sort of respect your masculine power. You know, your conduct is sort of authorized in that way in a conflict setting. And so we know there's good statistical evidence to show that kind of those public displays of aggression are then replicated in the private domain. So women become the victims of you know, increasing rates of gendered forms of violence in those situations. So again, you know, that gets back to this question about, you know, security, women's security, and what they expect, the type of environment they want, And I think that motivates them in really powerful ways to actually stand up and maybe even to be involved in activity that culturally is not normally what's expected of women. But I think it gets to the point that they just really can't stand it anymore. And they, you know, and they're because of their, you know, all those reproductive responsibilities that women are expected to shoulder, that motivates them. It's normal for you to want more for your children. And there's a real, you know, there's a long academic tradition of working in that, of using those ideas and looking at those ideas and how they inform women's peace advocacy. Other feminists reject those ideas, though, because they say it's very essentializing. Where does it leave women who are not mothers or have no interest in mothering or who have no maternal instinct? You know, it's not as if every woman feels those things the same way. But, you know, I do think it's an interesting lens. You know, I think motherhood is politically strategic for women peacemakers to invoke. So while it may be essentializing at one level, I also know from my own work in the Pacific Islands that women activists very often, when they want to be heard by political elites, masculine political elites, they will stand up and say, as women and mothers, we can no longer accept this. And because of, you know, the cultural protocols around motherhood in the Pacific Islands, you know, many people argue that the Pacific Islands' cultures are very patriarchal and very restrictive for women.
Nicole stresses this is not true, and says, in many parts of the Pacific, women have been active peace builders. It's just that, as is often the case, their efforts are not widely recognised.
It's very common to talk about the region as an arc of instability, meaning, you know, looking and what happens is observers of the region and learned academic colleagues in the, you know, who work on the region will talk about the pervasiveness of conflict in the region. And they'll look at cases from Bougainville all the way through to Fiji and up into Micronesia and say, these societies are inherently unstable and, you know, what are the dynamics that are driving conflict? But often that's a debate really about what men do, right? And so a lot of my work has really aimed to show that we can turn that idea of the arc of instability on its head if we look at what women do, you know, and actually not only their activism around peace, but the runs that they've got on the board as peace builders. You know, they've achieved some really significant stuff, working in local contexts and working collaboratively across the region. You know, peace advocacy in Fiji, where the regime is very nervous about kind of public displays that could be seen to be critical of what it's doing. It's a harder prospect to maintain. And I think, you know, in this kind of instance, what's going on, peace building is still occurring, but it's sort of trying to occur under the radar. So the big public events aren't so visible, but there is still a lot of activity going on that's more behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And peace activists themselves, you know, I've noticed over time, and I talk about this in my book, many of them talk about the importance of engaging with the military. You know, they say peace activism isn't only about engaging with people you like and talking to people who you agree with. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're serious about building peace, you actually have to sit in the same room and talk to the people that you don't agree with and try and work out some kind of resolution to the problems. And they argue that, you know, a lot of the activists, because activism's become very split in Fiji since the military coup in 2006, and, you know, there are some who agree very strongly with what the military's been doing and don't understand the other groups who are saying, but, you know, this is not democratic, this is not representative. So there's a real challenge there, you know, in how you build peace. You're not only dealing with a regime, you're dealing actually with a regime who has sections of support within the NGO activist community. So, you know, the idea that the kind of critical activist is pushing the regime into a corner, that's, you know, they are starting to question that and saying, do we need to pursue a different strategy where we don't push the regime into the corner and we don't use these public declarations of everything that the regime is doing that's wrong? Because actually it could be creating a more divided Fiji. The military is a huge source of employment. Mm. Many people, you know, have family in the military. If it's not direct family, it's cousins, brothers, you know, women activists, you know, or women, let's say, you know, many women are married to military people, you know. So, and, you know, there is probably dissent within the military. I don't think everyone's, you know, 100% happy within the military. It's kind of, we treat these big institutions as if they're huge blocks where there's no actual contestation within them. You know, there most certainly is. Mm. But, yeah, it's a very difficult situation. In a small island society where you have this huge institution, which, as you say, is a huge employer of people and brings in an enormous amount of foreign currency through its peacekeeping operations, yeah. Ironically. You know, it's an extremely complex situation, far more complex than I think is appreciated in Australia. And often the Australian kind of megaphone diplomacy is really seen, you know, and the kind of blanket condemnation is received even by people who are critical of the military, is received as unhelpful.
You're listening to Peace in Mind on 4EB, 4ZZZ and the Community Radio Network.
So lucky to be here. In a beautiful place, in a time of peace. So lucky to be here. In a beautiful place, in a time of peace. So lucky to be here. In a beautiful place, in a time of peace. So lucky.
We're so lucky to be here. In a beautiful place, in a time of peace, of local peace. This peace is local. It's important to know and to remember that it is not peaceful everywhere.
In a beautiful place, in a time of peace.
We're so lucky to sit here in the expectation that we can sit here, that no bomb will fall, that these walls won't cave in on us. Our governments may be at war, but we have no argument with anyone. That's how we feel. That's what we like to believe. It's not necessarily what the people on the other side might see.
In a beautiful place, boom, boom, in a time of peace.
But it's only random good fortune that leads us to be born into the bosom of the strong.
In a time of peace.
We're so lucky to be able to worry about romance or cars or whether or not we like our boss.
In a time of peace.
Lulled by the luxury, we don't realise the extent of the compromise that we're just cogs in a machine making money for a man we'll never meet.
In a beautiful place, boom, boom, in a time of peace.
It's important to remember that we did nothing to deserve this good luck. It's not because we're better, have better karma, or possess a better God. It's certainly not because we've got better leaders. We're here because in order to have all our wealth and power, those in power need consumers.
In a time of peace, so lucky to be here. In a beautiful place, boom, boom, in a time of peace.
We're so lucky to be here wearing clothes of our choice, to reveal skin, to conceal skin, to paint our faces or leave them plain, to grow our hair or cut it short. We're so lucky to be able to go out and work and be independent of our families and of our culture. We may get lonely. We may be exposed to danger. We may get lonely. We may be exposed to danger. We may get lonely, we may be exposed to danger, but we're still safer here than we would be almost anywhere else.
In a beautiful place, boom, boom, in a time of peace. So
we're so lucky to love who we wish, make love with who we wish, build a life with who we wish. We're so lucky to have a child if we want or not, if we choose. We're so lucky that if we fall into the ancient plight, that we here still so far have the right to choose.
In a beautiful place, in a time of peace.
On Peace in Mind, we're talking about women, war and peacemaking with Dr. Nicole George from the University of Queensland's Department of Political Science. You just heard a song by Penelope Swales called So Lucky.
Evidence collected to date has identified a group of men within our ranks who have allegedly produced highly inappropriate material demeaning women and distributed it across the internet and Defence's email networks. If this is true, then the actions of these members are in direct contravention to every value the Australian Army stands for. Those who think that it is okay to behave in a way that demeans or exploits their colleagues have no place in this army.
In 2012, the Australian government finally developed a national action plan, which is basically to take the provisions of the plan and think about how we can develop, you know, how we can implement those the problem with the plan, like, it's great to have it, but it's only a starting point. You know, that I think there's a real problem with understanding the Women, Peace and Security agenda as only pertinent to what Australia does overseas, and not understanding that this is actually an agenda that we can localise, and it's really pertinent to the situation of our Indigenous communities, our refugee communities and the way we treat refugees, the way we manage our whole migration issue, actually, and the status of say, Pacific Islanders in Australia. So it's, you know, it's not only an agenda, and that's the way the plan has been formulated at the moment. It's very much about what Australia does overseas in terms of its international engagements in peacekeeping or conflict resolution activities. And I think that's kind of, you know, it's great to have the plan, and I don't want to be too critical, but I think the next step is for us to think about, what does it mean to talk about women, peace and security at home? What does it mean to talk about this issue when we have, you know, incredibly frightening statistics about gender violence in our own communities? Mm. So, you know, I think we've got a, like all countries, we've got a long way to go.
Nicole is involved in the Women, Peace and Security Academic Collective, which has around 40 members in Australia and New Zealand.
It's important because at the moment it's really important because Australia has a seat on the Security Council, which lots of people know about, the UN Security Council, but we also have a seat on the board of UN Women, which is the UN agency devoted to empowering women. It's been running for a long time. It's recently been restructured. We hold those two international responsibilities concurrently from 2013 to 2015. So we feel like this is a really important time to focus attention on the gender, peace and security, or women, peace and security agenda in Australia, and start to think about what we can do to localise that agenda in Australia, but also what we can do in terms of our international responsibilities.
Has it been created not only to do this work with the UN, but because there's more research needed in this area?
More, yes. And to encourage a kind of synergy of energies amongst the people that are working on this, in these areas, in the various universities across the country, and also to link with activists. You know, we're trying to develop links. We've got good links with the local branches and the national branch of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. So, you know, they are very much part of the collective, and they've been very supportive internationally. And we have on the steering committee, the informal steering committee, we have the national coordinator of WILF. We've had interest from Amnesty as well. They've attended one of our meetings. So, you know, it's not only an academic collective. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really to promote this agenda in terms of policy and in terms of an academic space. And you know, it has been really interesting to see the energy that has come out. You know, we only formed it in November, and there is really already a real energy. You know, we're starting to really produce quite a lot of published work. And so I think it's, you know, it's not an agenda that's terribly high profile anywhere. It's often easy to be quite marginalised as a feminist academic in the university system. So this is really nice to have very accomplished women driving it, and it's great to kind of foster a sense of pride in what you're doing as more junior academics and as our PhD cohort too. We've got a lot of students who are really quite interested in this project as well. One of our coordinators said that what she'd really like to achieve with this collective is to one day be on a plane and a man would turn around to her and say, "So what do you do?" And she could say, "I'm involved in promoting the Women, Peace and Security agenda, and, you know, I work on Security Council Resolution 1325. And he'd know about that, and they could have a conversation, and he would be knowledgeable about that. So, you know, it's about not only talking to ourselves. You know, I think we've all convinced ourselves. The next step is actually to make this an agenda that is meaningful and part of Australian public debate.
You're listening to Peace in Mind on 4EB, 4ZZZ and the Community Radio Network.
You're right, you're right, no, you're right.
And that was music from the Bougainville Voices album. You can go to bougainville.net to find out more. Finally on today's show, we asked Dr. Eleanor Wertheim from the School of Psychology at La Trobe University what she thought the contribution of women means for peace building.
Often women do have a view of their children and the family, and they can actually have a relationship view, so that they're more in an affiliation sort of way of thinking about the world, about how are we in our relationships and what's important about the relationships and maintaining them. Mm-hmm. But this is not black and white, obviously. This is not as clear-cut as that. In fact, women and men are equally likely to forgive. So there are no gender differences in how likely people are in forgiving. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, women sometimes will have a particular view about wanting to cooperate and wanting to be not being in as much of an aggressive conflict sort of style. Women sometimes, when they do are aggressive, and they sometimes do it in different ways than men do. So men may be more overt in their aggression, and women sometimes are more likely to exclude people from groups and do it a little less overtly. So there is research in gender differences, and I think both men and women have great roles to play and can be very, very helpful in conflict situations and in forgiveness contexts. And sometimes there's some differences in style, and it's important, but it is very important. One of the things that is happening on the international sphere is that women are often not included in peace processes. Women are often not included in decision-making processes around the world, and it's extremely important to have women involved in the process. And partly it's because women often can contribute a very strong theme of cooperation, but also it's just important to have everybody for social justice purposes involved in the processes. So that's one of the things that the UN is trying to do, is ensure that women are part of all the peace processes.
You've been listening to Peace in Mind. In the next episode, we investigate how the environment is a vital piece in the peacemaking puzzle. That's it for this edition of Peace in Mind. Thanks for listening.
Peace in Mind is produced for the Community Radio Network with the help of the Community Broadcasting Foundation and Psychologists for Peace, an interest group of the Australian Psychological Society.
Theme and background music by Jandy Rainbow, unisonicascension.com.
Series producers Kim Stewart, Linda Rose and Nathan Reno.
You can find out more about the topics we cover by going to facebook.com/peaceinmindproject.
Check this out.
Ranger.
You're listening to Autonomous Action Radio on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Jamaica bitches,
the Mexico City,
Kingston hoes,
counter,
mum's the word, pussies, me a bad gal, me make gangsta move, me wear gangsta shoes, follow the gangsta rule, when you see me out, I be with gangsta dude, so watch what you say, don't need a gangsta's fool, me a yali bitch, certain things me not chat about, you a Yankee bitch, chat until you pass out, look on the A and E, watch how them demonstrate. Them. If them no run them out, it wouldn't be no 48. No. Informer gal say shooty shooty and Pringle. The vex with a boy named Shoeshine, where the boy and gal them mingle. Shooty shooty shot so and so. Policeman come and saw it go. The DJ play my favorite tune, just kick him body off the dance floor. Me always have a bag of that.
Yeah.
We be hustling out the back of that.
Yeah.
Don't make me lick a shot off with this. Box cut ya. Tell the cops. Mum's the word, bitch, nigga. Mum's the word. Mum's the word. Mum's the word, bitch, nigga. Mum's the word. Mum's the word. Check out your fucking tongue and feed it to a bird. Mum's the word, bitch, nigga, mum's the word.
Just tell me who fired the shot.
So,
me not like no questions.
No.
Nobody ask me nothing.
Nothing.
No. No get information.
No.
Me not remember nothing.
No.
Never snitch my brethren.
Never.
Backstab or sell
out. No.
Them I go come and get me whenever me ready for bellow.
Yeah.
Plenty of money them shell out. Then me go back a yard.
Yeah.
Before you know it, me right back. But pan a different car.
Yeah.
Me a feeling. And take him cheese steak.
Pizza.
Him call me in the hour, give me 3 fake visa.
Visa.
2 passport, 2 bank account and a Bertie. Slip with them thing, my prince never come back dirty. Him shop pad right next to fitness. You ask too many questions, stay the fuck out of my business. Yeah.
Me always have a bag of that. We be hustling out the back of that. Don't make me lick a shot off with this. Box cut ya. Tell the cops. Mum's the word, bitch, nigga. Mum's the word. Mum's the word. Mum's the word, bitch, nigga. Mum's the word. Mum's the word. Chop out your fucking tongue and feed it to a bird.
Feed it to a bird.
Mum's the word, bitch, nigga. Mum's the word.
Yo, this is Alice D from the Hostile Takeover crew. You're listening to 4ZZZ. And the Hostile Takeover. Turn it up, motherfuckers.
Wood grain, I'm dripping. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Catch me light, switch with the paint drip. Turn your leg and your day, listen. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Catch me light, switch with the paint drip. Turn your leg and your day, listen. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Catch me light, switch with the paint drip. Turn your leg and your day, listen. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Catch me light, switch with the paint drip. Turn your leg and your day, listen. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Catch me light, switch with the paint drip. Turn your leg and your day, listen. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Catch me light, switch with the paint drip. Turn your leg and your day, listen.
Faces riding in the Lincoln Avenue when I'm riding high. Niggas try to catch a glimpse and holler when I'm driving by. Smile up on my face with my shades because I know I'm fly. Clean while I'm leaning on the scene with them slow lines. My letters so sore. Faces riding like them dope guys watching flicks on my screens. Seeing all them bitches go alive. I'm picky with my whip. I get some fucking stacks and throw some sixes on them bitches. While I whip around you bitches.
Wood grain, I'm dripping. Catch me light, switch with the paint drip. Turn your leg and your day, listen. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Catch me light, switch with the paint drip. Turn your leg and your day, listen. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Catch me light, switch with the paint drip. Turn your leg and your day, listen. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Wood grain, I'm dripping. Catch me light, switch with the paint drip. Turn your leg and your day, listen.
Yo. Play the game with no problems. A whole fam slang, bitch, I came from the bottom. Always in my thing, now I got him. They asked me for trouble, I just aimed and I shot him. Fuck all the small talk in there. 8-9 Asians when I walk in there. J's ain't even now, but I got me a pair. Coca unexpected, you not prepared, Can't stop the ambition, ho. All my niggas boss, they don't kiss these oaks. All these cats pussy, you fishy, ho. Fuck you dirty bitches, what you trippin' for, Don't test me, I might bring the fire out. Going deadly, my ninja spin a while out. If I like it, I'ma buy it out. Do it like a G, bitch, go ahead, dry it out. Fuck all the small talk in there. 8-9 Asians when I walk in there. Fuck all the small talk in there. 8-9 Asians when I walk in there. Little nigga, you ain't shit, you ain't with it. Into my tummy. Whole sounding bummy, got the lead for you dummies. You my students, better listen, kid. Fuck around, tell you a predicament. Hope the fucking clip ain't in. Shooting toes off, give your ass a trim. Put another one in your spine. Get you ain't a queen, only in your mind. Frontin' like you better do it in your time. Got the gat already, and you cross the line, little bitch. Don't test me, I might bring the fire out. Going deadly, my ninja spin a while out. If I like it, I'ma buy it out. Do do it like a G, bitch, go ahead, try it out. Fuck all the small talking there. 8-9 Asians when I walk in there. Fuck all the small talking there. 8-9 Asians when I walk in there. Little nigga, you ain't shit, you ain't with it, what I'm with. If your ass ain't sitting with me. Little nigga, you ain't the choice, and my chips gon' do it. Just watch, bitch, I do it like a G. I do it like a G. I do it like a G. Said I do it like a G. Bitch, I do it for the streets.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but I'm back to make a dip. Return of the B-girl promises nothing less than spectacular with vernacular. Poop pal, T-Mac and the verb. Like ho strolling O'Farrell, I'm giving you the narrow. The L down, I mean the skinny. This pickaninny went to rock that to watch she rocked it to Denny. Now I ain't really trying to diss nobody, but old school B-girl sporting with goddess. The studded gazelles, they did with males. West head on the boomers, east head on the shells. Rock the bell sales, we fail for L's lips. Serious about the top of styles we flip. We get closer to millennium. B-girl's dwindling, you don't have to stress because it's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Sorry for the whack shit you slept through.
Return of the B-girl, T-Love in the house for the 9-7. Pulling all glue off wigs. That's right, damaging skulls. That's right, it's all beauty parlor skills. That's right, touching up on the weave and cutting ends off.
Yeah, it's Missy Elliott. I hope y'all enjoying what y'all heard so far. You know, I was sitting there thinking like Big Daddy Kane and Public Enemy, Salt and Pepper, Light, EPMD, LL, Run DMC, KRS-One, Rakim. Most of them artists used to dance and still get respected in the street. Don't be scared to Bankhead or a Bogola. Moonwalk for as I care, sold Michael Jackson $43 million. Shoot, everybody had a zipper jacket and half of these thugs had the glove to match it, feel me? Yo, it's okay though, you know, if you wanna be hard and Ice Grill and Harlem Shake at the same time, whatever. Let's just have fun. It's hip hop, man. This is hip hop. Boy, here I come, pumps in the bump, make you wanna hurt something. I can take your man, I don't have to sex some. Hang him out the window, call me Michael Jackson. I'm a pain in your rectum. I am that bitch y'all slept on. Heavy hit around, spitter, call me rerun. Hey, 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 I'm what's happening. Hypnotic in my drink, that's right. Shake your ass till it stink, that's right. Mr. Moe's on the beat, that's right. Put it down for the streets, that's right. Number one, drums go bump, bump, bump. Number one, drums go bump, bump, bump. Number one, drums go bump, bump, bump. Number one, drums go bump, bump.
The Dutch baby.
Jiggle that fat.
This is Real Liza and you're listening to Hostile Takeover on 4ZZZ.
Run for cover, motherfucker.
I'm running, running through the jungle. Running like a slave through the underground tunnel. Told y'all niggas better get these bitches, cause I spit till my lips need 16 stitches. I am lyrical intrusion. You bitches can't see me like I'm really an illusion. I hop up on your face and do my motherfucking toothpick till I knock the meat out like a motherfucking toothpick. I'm nasty, nigga. Like Nas, like him, like Cassie pictures. Like I'm fucking Chris Stokes or that raspy nigga. Or the skin on the feet of a ashy nigga. I am whatever they say I am. Bumping like the asses on them thick bitches at stadium. Fuck them other bitches, I sound better in the place of them. I killed this shit, this the motherfucking Raytheon. Sick bitch, chicken noodle soup phase. Close from overseas like a motherfucking crusade. Crack rocking, you can hit it till your nose hurt. Rooftop, Brooklyn, made this shit in covert. I run New York. I run New York. I am zero past 100, spitting like a dragon that we're missing from a dungeon. Y'all a bunch of niggas getting trippy off of nothing. Tie a rope around your neck and let me kick you off a bungee. I'm Satan, and I'ma take your ass to church now. Running my field and you niggas on your first down. I love it when these bitches know I'm better than them, cause they don't hear not a word or a letter from a fire. In the midst of the forest round bitches and I rap. Elliptical orbits round bitches anaconda. I sit with an open mouth bitches and you bitches are lyrically like some fucking Down syndrome. No offense, no shade and all, but y'all bitches on knees like babies crawls. You can catch me out in covert, chillin' like a stoop kid. Yeah, I hear you, don't talk, bitch, dude. Sick bitch, chicken noodle soup phase. Close from overseas like a motherfucking crusade. Crack rockin', you can hit it till your nose hurt. Rooftop, Brooklyn, made this shit in covert.
I run New York. I run New York. I run New York. I run New York.
I'm a lyrical criminal general. Take shots, and never subliminal. Don't stop, ever continue. We're running and running, but never in the intervals. Can't even stomach this shit that I'm gonna do. Y'all niggas rump the shit that I'm giving you. If you front, I'm gonna put an end to you. I'm like Scorpion, bitch. I'm finished. Making nasty, real, real nasty. Well, you bitches running like you will get past me. Won't happen. You bitches could get on when I'm off it. Try to cross me now, you be gone in a coffin. It's just me, myself, and I. Talk tough shit, and I'ma beat you till you die. That's why. Because I'm better than you'll ever be. That's why my shit make your shit seem lighter than heavy D. Sick bitch, chicken noodle soup phase. Close from overseas like a motherfucking crusade. Trap rocking, you can hit it till your nose hurt. Rooftop, Brooklyn, made this shit in covert.
I run New York. I run New York. I run New York. I run New York.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Peanut Buttercup coming at ya from Hostile Takeover Crew. This is the Hostile Takeover on 4ZZZ. Get dizzy, motherfuckers! Ladies, flawless.
But not too much. You should aim to be successful, but not too successful, otherwise you will threaten the man. Because I am female, I'm expected to aspire to marriage. I'm expected to make my life choices, always keeping in mind that marriage is the most important. A marriage can be a source of joy and love and mutual support. But why do we teach girls to aspire to marriage and we don't teach boys the same? We raise girls to see each other as competitors, not for jobs or for accomplishments, which I think can be a good thing, but for the attention of men. We teach girls that they cannot be sexual beings in the way that boys are. Feminist, a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
Godonga na wine and a bubblan. Batty jar does a jump, this a troublan. Me and a man does a couple and a cuddle boom. Pan the body and me we bust it like a bubblan. You know what me pum pum. Pan the body me a wine and a boom 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 boom. Pogo boom boom. Have me batty does a jump and a boom 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 boom. Wine pan the body and a sit down pan the bait. Pum pum so tight so my man now fetch it. Phone take a picture, yeah, that you fit tweet. Tell them girl them wine, yeah, them careful. Come yeah, pull it and I catch it pan the beat. Me does a drop it. Oh, me twerk it and I slap it pan the gong like me a map it. Oh, me stuck it and I pop it and I wine it and I lap it. Take a picture, you fit snap it. Facebook it, but crap it and yes, I saw me like it. Bring your body, come and make me ride it. Ride it like a bike it. Cock up and I sit down and I wine it. Yes, I saw me like it. Bring your body, come and make me ride it. Ride it like a bike it. Cock up and I sit down and I wine it. On the baseline, me a bust a wine. Four legs together to a we a combine. Tear out me grind, bend me back, broke me spine. Can no girl can do them a wine when me design. You know what me pum pum. On the body me a wine and a boom 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 boom. Pogo boom boom.
wine pan the body and I sit down pan the beat. Pum pum so tight so mama now fi cheat. Phone take a picture yeah that you fi tweet. Tell them girl them wine yeah them careful come yeah, pull it and I catch it pan the beat. Me just a drop it. Oh me twerk it and I slap it pan the gong like me a map it. Oh me stuck it and I pop it and I wine it and I lap it. Take a picture you fi snap it. Facebook it but crap it and yes I saw me like it. Bring your body come and make me ride it. Ride it like a bike it. Cock up and I sit down and I whine it. Yes, I saw me like it. Bring your body, come and make me ride it. Ride it like a bike it. Cock up and I sit down and I whine it. On the bass line, on the bass line, me a bust a whine. On the bass line, on the bass line, line, line.
Yo, yeah, LSD, from our style takeover crew. Yeah, Jalai Janara, 4ZZZ. Ma, mawait pamalaya, yo, bobo, bobo, bobo.
Riding back to the grandstand,
digging in the sand, and my face is full of dirt. Walking past the school grounds when I saw a dollar bird. Not just a dollar bird, it had a deadly nest. It was the best nest ever for a dollar bird to rest.
The streets with the mug rays, they're sniffing their paper. We're trying to fight for our justice because the motherfucking D's are always on our back, telling us we're never on track. When we're taking our whack, but we're proud to be black.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
But we're proud to be black. Yeah, I'm back trying to help my brothers and sisters because they're always in and out of trouble, asking for a cuddle, stepping in a puddle, pressing their bubble every day because they're going nowhere. No way. Because I love my sisters and my bros with all of my heart. I don't know what I'd do if they ever depart. Walking down the streets with the Marines, they're sniffing their paint while we're trying to fight for our justice because the motherfucking D's are always on our back, telling us we're never on track. When we're taking our whack, but we're proud to be black.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
But we're proud to be black.
I don't know what I'd do if they ever depart.
Shake it what? To the gram,
what?
Shake it
what?
To the gram,
shake it what?
To the gram,
what?
Shake it
what?
They bring it back up.
Move
to the gram,
move
it,
move
shake, move, they bring it back up.
Shake it,
move to the gram,
move
it, move it, they bring it back up.
Shake it,
move to the gram,
move
it, move
shake, move,
they bring it back up.
Shake it,
move to the gram,
move it,
move it, move it, they bring it back up.
You can bring it back up and make the fella say damn. Damn shorty, how you manage to do that dance? The way I shake it, I be bringing all the boys to the yard. I take that money from them suckers, I be playing my calls. When I be shaking my boots, say you know it's a trap. I be blowing they mind, I make the niggas collapse. All my ladies, if you shake it, then you know it's a rap. When we be throwing it back, we make them throw their stacks. And I'm a young, fizz, sexy. Real girls walk, fake girls talk. Real girls shake, fake girls take. But rah, rah, I'm the one that's great. And I'ma shake it to the ground and bring it back up. Twirl it all around, yeah, you know what's up. I'ma shake it to the ground and bring it back up. And twirl it all around, yeah, you know what's up.
Shake it, move to the gram,
move it, move,
shake, move, they bring it back up.
Shake it,
move to the gram,
move it,
move,
shake, move,
they bring it back up.
Shake it,
move to the gram,
move it,
move, shake, move,
they bring it back up.
Shake it,
move to the gram,
move it,
move,
shake, move,
they bring it back up.
Yeah, I'm young and sexy boy, yeah, you know I'm the one. I'm the hottest chicken brown, I'm the one that they want. Because I'm sexy, I'm flying, I be keeping it real. I'm gangsta, I'm hot, yeah, I be really on chills. I got a banging ass body that the boys can't resist. That's why all around the town I'm known as chocolate kisses. I don't fall for them sissy, jam hot as a rock. Every time I hit the block, I make your faces drop. Who could ever know a chick that can spit like I do? I'm conceited. I take the cake from you fools. These faces all blue. Yeah, you know I'm the truth. Can't know what the girl out here do what I do. When I back to reality and speaking my name, I'm a bossy chick in the hall of fame. But I be strutting my stuff, get along with my dogs. I'm not a gangster girl, but I'm a ghetto superstar. Check it to the gram. Check it, they bring it back up. Check it to the gram. Check it, they bring it back up. Check it to the gram. Check it,
they bring it back up. Shake it to the ground. Shake it, they bring it back up.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Man, I've been did dead. Man, I've been popped off. And if she ain't tryna give it up, she get dropped off. Let me bust that UE, bitch, bust that open. Might spend a couple thou just to bust that open. Rip it off, no joking. Like your name Hulk Hogan. Niggas move weight in the cell, but living Hoboken. Bitch, I spit that crack like I'm in that trap. So if you need a hit, then I'm with that bat. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man, fuck is on your biscuit. If I get hit, swinging on a big bitch. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life. Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man, fuck is on your biscuit. If I get hit, swinging on a big bitch. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Man, I'm out in Texas. Man, I'm out in A-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town or Miami shutting down. It's that New Orleans. It's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly, and the whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player. Man, it's North, South, CAC. Ohio, Pittsburgh. Got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut. It's New Jersey. Got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn, and yeah, they rallying. Bronx, Harlem, and Staten Island. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man, fuck is on your biscuit. If I get hit, swinging on a big bitch. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life. Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man, fuck is on your biscuit. If I get hit, swinging on a big bitch. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life.
You're quite hostile.
You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Zed Digital. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.